Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The accumulation of plastic trash in the oceans is a well-known environmental problem. But as Giora Prausgorowski, research scientist at the University of Washington, explains, the problem may be even bigger than previously thought.
I'm an oceanographer, and a recent focus of mine is the study of plastic pollution in the oceans. Over the past several years, I have spent many months on research vessels in the middle of the North Pacific and North Atlantic, collecting and analyzing millimeter-sized plastic fragments skimmed from the surface of the water. At the center of the major ocean basins, at about 30 degrees north and south latitudes, there are large regions of persistently high atmospheric pressure. These conditions, the same ones that make vacationing in Hawaii or Bermuda so pleasant, result in low winds and currents that trap debris. These subtropical gyres are the end of the line for humanity's waste stream, stuck in a holding pattern thousands of miles from the nearest continent. Imagine exploring the Amazon rainforest and bushwhacking for several days to a place never before visited by humans. Then imagine looking upwards and seeing hundreds of plastic bags caught in the branches of the trees. There are striking parallels between that imagined scenario and the real one I found hundreds of times, leaning over the side of a boat in the middle of the ocean, 10 days from the nearest port, collecting and analyzing nets full of thousands of tiny plastic fragments. Marine plastic pollution is a stark reminder that human activity has changed the global ocean in profound ways, and it may be even worse than we previously feared. Some of my recent work shows that in the turbulent ocean, plastic particles are not just found at the surface, but at 10, 20, 50 feet below the surface. What this means is that when we sample the surface layer, we are only observing roughly half of all the plastic that is actually at that location. As surface nets are the standard sampling method, this has led to an underestimate of the amount of plastic in the global ocean.
That was the University of Washington's Giora Prausgorowski. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.